You mentioned a couple of times you've alluded to your personal experience. Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know if it's useful to you.
I think it would be.
So, and I don't think she'll mind. And everybody knows anyway. So after all of the years that I have been publicly jealous and bad-mouthing breast cancer, it pays me back by visiting my house. So my wife was recently diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. So we've gotten to experience all the things we've talked about, the fear, the decision-making around treatments. I mean, she ended up going on to a clinical trial, the management of side effects. She had mucositis. She's lost her hair. She looks very cute, but she's lost her hair. Fatigue, what that means, you know, the picking up the kids at school and all the things that we have to do is, you know, a lot more complicated now that she's going through this. So I'm living it from that side. And I have to tell you, it's made me a born-again symptom management guy, that even a little bit of mucositis that my wife had on cycle one was enough for her to, you know, she chews ice, I promise you, during her treatment and all the things she can do to try and prevent it. I would have 2 months ago said a little bit of mouth sores, you know, didn't prevent you from eating much. You're good. You know, I'd let it be. But it's really changed me in that way. But what's fascinating to me is that, you know, I've run a major cancer center and I had access to everything, instant access to everything. And we continue to be taken care of like we're kings and queens. I worry about that patient who doesn't have that access. And I've been struggling with, well, maybe they don't worry as much because they don't know as much. We know very well what could happen and the like and how to fix it and have ready access to our doctors and the like. But you think about slightly less educated, slightly less connected person who's trying to navigate this process. And, you know, the decision making was hard enough for us and we live it every day. There's no way we're doing a good enough job of informing patients that want to be informed, as you point out. So it's had a dramatic influence on me and my practice of medicine, even just in the last couple of months.